We live.
Listen, people. I don't like the way this shit is listening. I don't like the way this shit looks. But yo, listen, man.
What, the setup or what? What are we talking about?
I don't know, man. You know, it just seems a little off today.
It do seem a little off,
man. We here, though, man. If y'all listening to the music in the background, man, that's High Rank Song, Corey Trappin', my nigga Malik Malkayor. That's that Mob Tie shit. Y'all can go and stream that motherfucker right now, too, though, on
everything.
What you want? Everything.
Apple, Corey Trappin',
one
Spotify.
Word. Real vibes.
You know what I mean?
But we here in the building, man. Corey Trappin', Don Fuego, Fuego Throne, Bay Streets motherfucking on. Shout out to the team. Everybody know who the team is. We ain't got to say who the team is, but shout out to them. So today we're going to go on a tangent, my nigga. I don't really think we have like a real
specific topic
subject or topic that we're going to speak about today. So I think we'll just start it off like this. Shout out to the bitches that was yes, I'm saying bitches. Shout out to the bitches that celebrated Mother's Day. And shout out to the ladies that celebrated Mother's Day too. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the motherfuckers too, as me, you.
Yeah.
We're part of the motherfuckers crew.
Absolutely.
You know, a proud member actually since about 1998. Of the motherfuckers crew.
Yo, only half my chair is showing up on the joint. I ain't got my left arm like.
Yeah, that shit wild, bro.
Man, fuck it.
We might have to move over though.
Because I feel like this shit is all.
Yeah,
like,
man. See, this is what happens, man. You know, when you let black folks come on over, they start fucking shit up. But we here.
That's better.
Yeah, there we go. My nigga Corey Trapp is in the fucking building. But yeah, nah. All jokes aside, though, shout out to all the mothers.
You did anything? You did anything special on Mother's Day?
Nah, I just was chilling. Shout out to me though for chilling. But yeah.
Bro.
Yo.
Like. I'm lit, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
You on that weed water or you on that?
Nah, the weed water be having me.
What's that shit called? Kratom?
It's called Kratom. Nah.
Kratom.
Those is all like mellow, got you mellow type shit. I'm just piped off the caffeine right now. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, wow. Yo, shout out to Tim Hortons, too. That was a mean panini. I ate two of them, unfortunately, but fortunately. So, yo, you see that Young Thug shit? Young Thug Gunna shit?
Yeah, but real quick, while we was talking about the Mother's Day shit.
All right.
Is it more important, like, I don't want to say more important, but for Mother's Day, as a man, are you supposed to be like, getting your wife or your kid's mother something, or are you supposed to be getting your own mom something?
Man, you get something. My thing is, you get the mother that's closest to you. And in a lot of situations, if you're married or involved with someone, the mother that you're fucking, which would make you a motherfucker, that's who you would solely focus all your energy on, and then everyone after. So let's just say, for instance, if I'm 55 years old and I have a fucking a daughter that's a mother, right. I would attend to my wife or girlfriend, then I would attend to my daughter, then my mother.
Really?
Facts.
So your own mom is last?
Not last,
but I'm just saying in that scenario.
Well, technically, here's how I break down that anyway. I love my mother, everybody knows. I fucking love my mom. Really? But even she knows, but she would tell you, like, yo, listen. Once you get outside the crib, it's about your kids, your wife, then me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Your parents gonna raise you like that because they raise you to not need them no more. At least that's how some of them do, you know? They nurture you and teach you the ropes and shit like that. Some learn quicker than others. You know, we still got some people that's still living with moms when they're 40 because they just wasn't ready yet. You know, but hopefully when you hit 45... you'll be able to get out of your mom's house. But yeah, so
what's going on with Thug?
That would be my order to answer your question. Whoever I'm fucking, if she's a mother, most likely she would be, because I like to fuck bitches' wombs, you know.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I'm here.
The whole womb, you going in the womb with it.
Yeah, I'm going knee deep in there, buddy.
Oh wow.
I'm starting off crazy today. But yeah, Young Thug. Young Thug and Gunna, the whole like YSL clique and all that, they're right now facing, not federal, because I thought it was federal. They're facing state RICO charges.
I didn't know there was a such thing.
Me neither.
I was arguing with niggas in the comment section who was talking like, oh, It's not the feds. These RICO is automatically the feds.
But yeah, it is a federal. It is something that was made by the feds, you know, to attack the mob and organized crime. But some states embody that as well too. So it looks like the state of Georgia put out a RICO on, you know, basically organized crime. They're trying to say, you know, Young Thug is the quote unquote ringleader of this YSL gang, and so, you know, they're trying to indict him. The charges he's facing two charges, which is basically the same thing. Basically, the in layman's terms, you're the ringleader. Like, you're the money of the organization. You know what I'm saying? You're the face. Even if you're not directly doing it yourself, you have enough power and resources to get it done. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to say two guys attacked YF and Lucci, tried to kill him, a second murder attempt on his life. That's what they say. A second attempt on his life while he has been incarcerated. So, you know, they're saying they have some sort of proof that connects these two people with people in Young Thug's organization. They're actually saying Young Thug. So from my understanding, the charge that they have on Gunner is basically being guilty by association because he has a YSL chain.
And he was in the video. And in the verse, he mentioned having a chopper with 100 rounds.
It has nothing to do with
anything. I think them shit's going to get dropped again.
Those going to get dropped. And then I just was telling somebody earlier, I was on the phone. I'm like, they like, yeah, man, RICO, man, you know, they got him. He in the game. He hood hopping. No. Gunner's a documented crip.
Right.
Young Thug and them are documented sex, money, murder. They are bloods.
So that's funny. I never thought about that.
You know
what I'm
saying? He's not. They're just trying to jack up these charges to make it seem bigger than what it is. And if Young Thug wasn't so popular, his name wouldn't be attached to this shit like that.
Bro,
if Young Thug was Vinny Fuego, like, yeah, he wouldn't even. They wouldn't have brought up charges. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas when I was staying in Atlanta, bro, like,
they're very passionate on that game
hood,
shit.
Bro, niggas in the hood was really jacking that YSL shit, bro. Like, some real, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, putting in work type shit.
I ain't gonna say my man's name. I know a few guys that they're involved with those. I ain't gonna say what their dealings, but they're very close to them. And this is not to indict anybody. They already got them. I heard Thugger is that nigga, bro. I heard that from two different guys.
I heard that
from that, and these niggas that I know, these ain't no rap niggas. Let me throw it out there.
These
real live street niggas. You know what I'm saying? I heard Thugger's that guy. And even I don't know if you know who Hocus 4/5 is.
Nah, hell no.
He's a well known nigga from the Bronx, sex, money, murder.
Okay.
He's top tier.
Yeah.
He's validating Thug. It's been validated. You know, some shit happened, long story short, and Thug had to get involved. And like Thug is sanctioned. Thug is the one.
Bro, that nigga got.
He's the one,
bro. That ride or die for him. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas really be respecting his handle. I ain't gonna hold you.
And I ain't gonna lie, I respect his handle.
Yeah.
I don't know him from a hole in the wall, but I really respect his handle.
Bro, you know who else got jammed up in this new investigation, bro? The young nigga who shot up Wayne Tour Bus. You remember him?
Right.
I think he was somebody manager or somebody, a tour manager.
Something.
Something
I don't
like
know.
That. He just came home.
Jeez.
Then got caught right back up in this shit, bro.
We don't know what's going on. We're just speculating for anybody that's listening and watching. At the end of the day, I look at it as sad because I really do like Young Thug and what he's doing with, you know, a lot of those niggas that's in his camp, you know, making sure everybody eat. The Gunner thing is just so jacked up. You know, that shit's going to be dropped. Fortunately enough, they do have money to fight it. We just hoping that they're able to fight their case outside and not being locked up. So if these niggas get a bond, they're good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They can still do shows. They can still really support their family. But, you know, they're trying to talk about murder, you know, conspiracy for murder for hire and... Yeah, like you said, from shit from 2013 and 14 and shit like that, you know. Anybody that knows anything, you know, me and you, this is what we grew up in, this hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop is almost 50 years old, I'm going to say almost 50 years old. I'm 40.
It might be older. Well, late 70s type shit. 78, 79.
Sugar Hill Gang, we're going to say that's the first one.
Man, hell nah.
Who's the first one, bro?
goddamn.
You tell me who's the first one.
What's his name? Cool Herc.
Cool Herc is a DJ. He's
but I'm saying that's hip hop.
Yeah, that was 1975.
That's what I'm saying. Hip hop started with the DJs.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
75? What's that about?
Some shit like
about 50? About a 50 clip? Just about clip. Yeah. Shout out to Cool Herc, the brethren. Them, he brought all that from Jamaica. A lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying?
Brian was spinning all that.
You know what I mean? Because Cool Herc is Jamaican. He's from Jamaica. He started the Park Jams and all that, and that mixing and spinning. Big up.
That makes sense. You know, with the rhythms and the freestyling and facts. Impromptu on the spot.
Facts.
That's the essence of this shit.
But you know, I will say, for people like me and you that really follow this shit, it's actually quite sickening for me.
What's that? What part of it?
Because it's like, damn, the minute the niggas be good, y'all trying to jack up some old charges. And if y'all really following Young Thug, who's been out, I'm going to say Young Thug's been out musically since about 2013, 2012. Yeah. Y'all know that he's doing nothing but music. Doesn't matter who he knows. See, the thing is, you don't get in trouble for being in a gang. You get in trouble for the activities that the gang partakes in. You know what I'm saying? And the people that you're around. You ever hear the age-old saying, people, you guilty by association?
No, that's a fact.
And I think that's what this is. Because even when we, you know, reading these little news articles or hearing these little clips, we like, they keep saying, he's the money. He has the resources. That's the word they use, resources. You like, man, y'all trying to get some. Now, again, I ain't saying if he guilty or innocent, but freedom, man. I don't like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I really like they wave, B.
You know his baby mom just got killed like a month ago. One of his baby moms.
Bro,
it's that beef with
YFN.
YFN, bro, that shit been going on for a minute, and it's been blood shit on both.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, again, you live down there, and I'm pretty sure you ran across people. And me, I know a few people there, and they're unfortunately in the streets. So that YFN thing and that YSL thing is nothing new. That has nothing to do with rap, people.
Right.
You know, we all are outsiders looking at and trying to dictate Atlanta politics.
Right.
They was going to do this whether we knew them or not. This is just how that shit goes, especially because, again, YFN Lucci is blood affiliated too.
Right.
But as we all know, it's different. Camps and sets and all that other shit that I've never have understood, you know what I'm saying? But to each his own. I just think it's fucked up that when niggas is all the way up, they gonna come and get you. And we don't know who telling.
Oh, it's somebody telling.
Somebody's telling.
At least one and two.
You know what I'm saying? It's someone's telling, my nigga.
And niggas be telling on themselves, bro.
Yeah. People say, do you think rap music got them indicted?
Them in particular?
Well, I would say them because technically right now they're all one.
They get a lot of motherfuckers indicted, bro. Mm.
In their situation, you think that?
Bro, yes. Bro, if I was really out here on some gang shit, shooting niggas, selling dope, bro, I'm about to be rapping like Flo Rida. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm be doing something like totally opposite of what I'm really doing.
Well, I think that's what Thug kind of was doing. Remember when he first came out, he wasn't like that. Then he had that phase, the dresses and I think that was to throw everybody off.
Throwing niggas off.
Because I didn't get that from him. Yeah. As somebody who, I ain't going to say I listened to Thug, but I like hip hop. So I was following Rich Homie.
Yeah.
And that's how I got introduced to Thug.
Really?
Yeah. What was that, 2011?
Nah, hell nah.
Rich Homie
Run wasn't a little later?
2012.
Came out before Homie.
Nah, hell nah.
That's old.
That's newer than, that's when he was already on.
That was, Feel Some Type of Way, that came out first.
You're
probably right.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, the first time I ever heard Young Thug was with Rich Homie. Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my mouth. That's like 2012.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, hell nah.
Facts.
Do your Googles.
Let me look this up while Corey keeps talking.
Do your Googles.
You know I'm doing my Googles, B.
Bro,
fuck
like,
fuck that.
This rap and hip-hop shit, bro, it really, Now here's the double edged sword of the whole thing. Like, it changes lives and it betters people's lives. At least the people who are the artists who are getting the money from it. But the messages that rap puts out, bro, it ruins a lot of lives, bro. Even to the people who not famous, who trying to live by the lyrics that niggas is talking about. Like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, you 100% right, bro.
Bro, like rap really fucked the black community up, bro. I ain't gonna hold you like that.
Or can we say mentality fucked the black community up?
The gangster rap mentality, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, bro, when rap first started out, niggas wasn't even cursing in their raps. Like, niggas had positive messages. Look what shit has, like, evolved into, bro.
That's crazy. So, 2013.
You pulled up the whole song.
2013 is when I first heard of... Well, I heard of him 2012. Yeah. On somebody else's mixtape, and I was telling my man, who's a trap nigga... You know, for whatever reason, shout out to my trap niggas. They be up on shit months before the public.
Cause they sit in the house. You know, all day. I said this is what they doing, right?
They sit in the house all day, play the fucking game, smoke weed, make money, listen to music. So right. Shout out to my trap niggas, which are really the true A&Rs. But anyway, the young thug thing, man. I'm just like I said, I'm fuck us up with this. Might be. I'm disappointed, man. Not at them. It's just the...
I'm disappointed.
The environment, man, and the shit that we have to prove to one another.
Niggas is millionaires, bro. And more than just being millionaires, they have influence.
They have resources
to, like, change the narrative, bro.
Yeah, but that's exactly why these wild charges get trumped up against them, because of the exact same thing that you just said. Which is fucked up.
But niggas really be... I ain't talking about them in particular.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in general, a lot of these rap niggas be active, bro. Look at the situation with K-Flop, bro. One of the biggest artists coming out of New York right now.
Nah, fuck that.
Fuck what? Him being a big artist?
Yeah, I ain't jacking that.
You got no choice. Bro,
shout out to the Bronx. I ain't gonna get into the politics. We'll talk about it later.
Bro, young niggas... I'm just talking about rap.
Now I'm talking about rap.
Okay, young niggas is really.
You think he was the biggest thing?
I said one of them. Yes. As far as up and coming, who bigger than him?
You want me?
That's up and coming, not somebody who already established. Yes.
D-Thang, free D-Thang.
His cousin that he beefing with. Look, you see how this shit is.
Nah, but D-Thang is bigger than him. Literally. See, the only thing, pause. Yeah,
that sounds crazy.
The only thing that made K-Flock look like he was, you know, bigger than he was just signed quicker. That's it. That'll make you better. We know a lot of one-hit wonders.
Either way, like, I kind of looked at them niggas like on the same level as far as the come-up.
Nah, shout out to D-Thang. Shout out to the whole Bronx, though.
But I don't jack none of that music, bro.
That's my other thing. I don't care where you're from. I don't care who you are. The drill, the cadence, the beats, I love it.
Yeah.
But some of the substance and the content that's in some of this shit, I'll be like... Yo,
this fucking shit.
Like, it'll fuck you up. You be listening, you getting sturdy. Niggas be getting sturdy, and then you hear you like, nigga, I killed your mother, and then we came and killed your brother. He's like, damn, I can't get jiggy with this shit no more, my nigga. Because now I feel, you know what I feel? Any drill rapper that I play, whether they from the Bronx or wherever, like, I feel guilty after playing this song.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, oh shit, this nigga definitely just said he's smoking on somebody's uncle. And that shit sounded crazy.
Yeah, I just about truth. But bro, even niggas like Julio Fulio and like it don't matter.
That's his name. That's really that nigga's name, right?
Yeah.
Like
Fulio.
Wait, okay. So this is what I'm all right. Oh no, you know what? I got it confused. I was thinking about Fugiano.
Oh, Fugiano from
1017.
Yeah.
Free him too.
I don't really know about his situation, but...
Gun charge.
Okay, just gun.
Yeah, just gun.
But some of these niggas need to be locked up, bro.
I'm glad someone said it.
Some of these niggas need to be locked up because niggas is reckless and stupid,
I'm glad
bro.
Somebody said it because... This how I feel, right? I'm not going to call the cops on you. But once you get caught, nigga, I ain't lobbying for you to get out.
Right.
You need to go and sit. Because at the end of the day, bro... What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
That's
man.
A fact, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You wilding the fuck out, B. Like,
And niggas need to learn lessons, bro. You put in a position that motherfuckers would die for, like.
Literally.
You got an opportunity to change your life and tons of people around you.
Right.
So you obviously not taking that serious, and you're not, you taking it for granted, like it ain't a big deal.
But still, I would out think, here on I would, your I would, bullshit. And I'm 100% with you on that one, but I'm thinking also it's like, they will say the same thing about black people as a whole.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, Martin, Malcolm, all these people and shit like that, that they talking about, yo, black people, yada, 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 yada. And he like, man, fuck all that shit. I'm about to smoke this nigga.
Bro, niggas is like...
Because, hey, yo, bro, not to cut you off, because think about it like this, bro. Martin Luther King ain't died that long ago.
Right.
He ain't died no... He died right before the birth of hip hop.
Right.
I want y'all to be at home and listen and think about that one. Think about that shit.
Bro.
Think about my mother was alive when Martin Luther King got killed. She just turned 56 or 57. 56, I think.
Shout out to 57.
Shout out to Mama Love.
Yeah, you know young, like your mom, young.
So it's be like, you know what I mean? Like your mom. I know she was around with Dr. King. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo. That shit crazy, my nigga.
None of this shit was that long ago, bro.
None of it. None of it. Even that, the segregation
slavery,
shit.
Bro. Wasn't that long ago.
Yo, my God. Yo. Rest in peace, my great-grandmother, Beatrice. We call her Mom. Her mom's a slave.
That's
her nuts. Cousins were slaves.
That's nuts, bro.
And she told this to me out her mouth.
That's nuts, bro.
And she, my great-grandmother died in 1995. I think she was born in, like, 1910 or some wild shit like that. Feel me? So it's like, my nigga, when shit hit, this is not long ago, people.
It's
not as long as you may think. If you got relatives that told you somebody was a fucking slave, nigga, you like, what? Huh? Yes. It ain't that long ago.
Bro,
this ain't like the Bible, nigga, where you don't really know. Nah, you know.
Bruh, think about, bro, in my opinion, bro, and I don't even want to call them slaves no more. Like, I want to just start calling them our ancestors.
Though. Right.
Because I think even respect. Calling them slaves, yeah, like...
Respectable. I like
take, that. It take away from the actual people. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And they individual stories. Like, these were some strong-ass human beings, bro. And not even just physically, like, mentally, spiritually. People were saving money to buy their freedom. And then go back and buy their kids or their wives freedom, bro. They had so much dedication that we couldn't even dream of, bro. So much, like, this has been heavy on my mind and heart lately, bro. Like, black Americans gotta step it all the way the fuck up, bro. Shit is so fucked up, bro. Like,
y'all heard what my brother said.
Dead ass. And bro, I'm gonna even go as far as to say it's like northern black Americans, bro, like people from the north, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Philly, Boston, like, we even behind the black people in the south, bro, cause they still got a lot of those fundamental values and morals, bro. Niggas that be down south, they'll shoot some shit up too, of course, but then it's certain shit they not gonna do in front of their kids, they not gonna do in front of their mom or their elders. It's just a level of respect and a level of, I mean, they call it Southern hospitality for a reason. But it's real, bro. It's real, bro. But even the core values as far as, like, family. Up here, motherfuckers be beefing with their brothers and their cousins and, like...
Weird shit,
bro. Ah, fuck that bitch. Talking about her mom, like... What? Why?
Yeah, that should be nutty.
Bro, and that's the reason why a lot of these other ethnic groups is 10 times ahead of us, bro, because that family value is still extremely strong. Like, they stick together, like.
Mm-hmm. It's and we see that because America is the home of the free and the brave and all that other shit, but we also are the largest import and export when it comes to different countries and ethnicities. Mm-hmm. We let them all come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we're able to see these different sort of ethnicities and cultures on how they live because they're here.
Right.
You'll never go to, now although the black man, the us black people are the most imitated people in the world ever, known to mankind. Everybody want to be a nigga, but they don't want to be a nigga, like Paul Mooney said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you'll never go to China and see Malcolm X Boulevard.
Right.
But you can be in New York and see Chinatown. Don't know niggas own nothing in China, Shanghai, none of that, but they own something in New York.
Fact.
People got to understand and look at the world and how it really works. Your life is a business.
Facts.
You feel me? Your fucking life. You heard it, motherfucker. Your life. And the more you can get independent, is the more that your life won't mean as much to America once you're independent and don't need anything from them.
They want you to be dependent.
They want you to be dependent. So what I mean is, learn how to grow, garden, cut, sow, drywall, build, all that shit on your own. Because we actually built America.
Literally, bro.
Literally. You know what I'm saying? You ever stand next to it? And it's not a shot to no white people, because I don't have no ill will towards somebody because of what they people did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But look at the average stature and average life. Even though we short guys, let us stand next to a white guy that's like the same age, the same height as us, we'll still look physically bigger than them.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that shit is just, boom, it was just, that just happened? No, nigga. Just, no. This is by design, nigga. We got that strong shit in our blood, man. You know what I'm saying? So with the, like I said, so with all that being said, man, get as much knowledge as you possibly can about growing and harvesting and cropping your own shit and finding a way for you to make some money. The more and more you make, the less and less these motherfuckers is in your business. And I ain't not even gonna say crackers. Anybody that wasn't raised like you, that's right, in a position of power, they want to see you fail. Your fail is their gain. Believe it when I tell you that, motherfuckers. Everybody talk about these governors and all that shit. They talk shit about that welfare system, but I tell you this. Yeah, I think all the money that the state is giving federally to help you out is spent on your dumb ass.
Man.
Stupid motherfuckers.
The crumbs is what trickle down.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that niggas don't get nothing. Not a motherfucking thing. You think about it. Who the fuck paid them people that give you your work? That who pays the people that pay that help you get these benefits and stuff?
Right.
Who you think paid them? And who you think pays them? Y'all niggas better look at this shit, man. Stop being fucking stupid, nigga.
But I don't know. We talked about distractions a couple weeks ago. Like, man, I don't think people want to know, bro. I think people want to.
I think if they really knew, I think it'll be more chaos if people really knew.
That's a fact.
I think it'd be way more chaos, because then people would feel they would take everything so personal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I just was talking to somebody about this last night, even though it was business, it's never personal. People ain't go, yo, bro, we can go on and on and on about this shit, my G. I just know this, man. Corey Travis is a young black entrepreneur. Mr. Fuego himself, I'm a young black entrepreneur, and we're not subject to anybody in their fucking rules. You know what I'm saying? We gonna make our own fucking way, man. And this all has something to do with the Young Thug in the YSL situation, man. We just gotta stick to stick to what we know. We really can't let outsiders intervene, man. In our circles, bro.
Bro, that shit has been a problem since the beginning, bro. Being so welcoming and letting people infiltrate. Man. But here's the thing, bro. Because I don't look at them like they, like, are victims. Or like,
who, me?
No, wait, like, wait, YSL. What are you talking
about? I don't know. I'm not looking at my victims at all.
But there's going to be some people out there that feel like, oh, they was railroaded or, oh, nah, like, they was targeted. It's like, yeah, they was targeted because niggas was on bullshit. Like. But the question is, bro, and I even talk about myself. What is it about the street life or criminality or just doing illegal shit? What is so attractive, bro? Like, how did that shit become like the norm for black people.
I'm gonna tell you what. How? Black people love the struggle. We love the come up. So that's why Scarface came out in what, 1980?
Yeah.
84 or something? Before 85.
Wow.
We still praising that shit.
Still.
Al Capone, motherfucking, you know those movies like The Untouchables, Dutch Schultz, and all that type of shit. Organized crime, it showed the come up. It showed the little dirty kid from fucking Italy whose family moved to America with nothing, and they just got in a bunch of organized crime.
Yeah.
And they got into a bunch of organized crime and was able to turn that shit legal. But what a lot of people don't understand is this. Them niggas is white at the end of the day, man. That shit will never happen for no niggas. If it did, Big Meech should never be in jail. You niggas is tripping.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's why we love that shit, because of what they put out there.
But bro, it's like we idolize. Okay, say for instance, all the American gangster shits you done seen, or they talk about old kingpins or something. Oh, if he would have just focused that same energy or that same will towards a legitimate business, he could have been the biggest CEO. Why don't black people typically, I'm not saying, obviously we're not talking about all, but for the most part, niggas look at that type of shit as square or like corny or like being legitimate. Like, niggas can't just stay legitimate, bro. It's always got to be some element of criminality involved, bro.
I told you, black people are the scheme, man. They love to come up, man. That's just us. Like I said, you know, you got to think about
it. It wasn't always like that, though.
No, it wasn't.
The 40s, 50s.
Nope.
People was, there was more black people getting married, owning homes, having whole black communities, but they, stores.
They stole that from us, man. They burnt up our communities, man. They put us like that, bro. So I used to, when I was younger, be like, man, they ain't put us like shit. We just like this. Nah, because you hear the Black Wall Streets and Harlem and shit like that. Like, ain't none of that. Why? Because they went in these communities and burnt that shit down. They made niggas start from the beginning. And niggas fully ain't up out of that. Yeah, 40s and 50s wasn't that long ago, people.
Right.
My grandmother was born in the 30s, people.
You got a point, though, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So they took it from us. But they didn't take our...
You got a point, because the kids, the children of those people who seen their mom and their grandparents work so hard,
right,
work their whole lives to get established, they seen all that shit getting taken away from me. Like, fuck that. Like, that shit ain't about to happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm about to get out here. I'm about to sell this dope.
And then, as soon as that happened, it's like, I don't know the exact time frame on when the Vietnam War had came.
Vietnam was like 68 to like 68. 74. It was
so you got to think, that was around the time, you know, it was still a lot of segregation. Excuse me. A lot of segregation. What is that? Not Rowan Wade. It's another one that I wanted to bring up. Anyway, I figured that out. Corey, the more educated one out of the two. He'll figure that out. We'll talk about that a little later. But we just was coming out of that Great Depression phase, that Black Wall Street getting burnt down, Dr. King getting killed, Malcolm X getting killed soon after. And people, black people, were fed the fuck up. So niggas wanted to revolt. But that also happened around the time people were coming home from, what, Vietnam, late 60s, early 70s, right? That's when the heroin hit.
Right, because they was over there in Vietnam doing the heroin.
And they brought it over. And they brought it over. So it's like, now we got a way. Hold on. So you mean to tell me this right here, I can get it over here, and I can make millions of dollars?
It was just too enticing.
It was
bro.
Too exactly. That's
it's like
exactly.
Why wouldn't I? Damn.
They put it here for us. And now that it's over, and now that it's here, what is the government gonna do? They're gonna let us all rock out with our cocks out for as long as possible until they feel it's enough bloodshed, enough people being dying from whether it's overdosing or just the violence, because people seeing people making all this money, you got to think about it like this. I use this for an example. Vinny Fuego sees Willie Bobo or some shit like that. Me and him are on the same level on a Monday. Let's say the Monday is the first. By the 30th of that month, Willie Bobo has fucking $200,000. Vinny Fuego is still fucking working 40, 50 hours a week. I'm only, and at this time, I'm only coming home with what, maybe $200 to feed my kids and pay the bills? Maybe.
Maybe.
And we got to remember, I'm not educated.
Right.
And now I'm seeing that. And now this guy might, I might see Willie Bobo Lump Lump on the day that I lost my job.
Right.
And I can't feed my family. I'm going to kill him.
Wow.
It's all a chain reaction, bro. Everybody ain't hustlers. That's why people say, yo, you got to respect the game. It's the robbers, the stealers, and the killers. Then the hustlers.
Yeah.
The hustlers get the short end of the stick, in a sense.
Yeah.
But whatever, whether street shit or not, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm the hustler. Okay, you don't respect me because I'm not the killer, so you're going to come and rob me.
Right.
All right, cool. I'm a hustler. I'll be good. I'll be able to get back. But when will you? What happens when you come and rob the robber who don't know how to do nothing but rob?
Right.
That robber now becomes a killer.
Desperate times calls for desperate measures.
Exactly. And when you play stupid games, you get stupid motherfucking prizes.
Damn.
And that's what happened with YSL. I love black niggas empowering niggas, but at the end of the day, you gotta leave that shit alone, my nigga.
You have to leave it alone, bro.
We gotta be real. We grown ass men. Just so, and this is just to piggyback and agree exactly what you said about you don't look at them as victims.
Yeah.
Because niggas knew what they was into.
Facts.
There's no way in hell. We're just consumers, bro. There's no way in hell I should know you're a gang member.
Right.
I don't live in Atlanta.
Right. So if we know the feds.
Oh my God.
Definitely.
Definitely know. And then you're affiliated with real life. Again, man. Hocus 4-5. He could talk his shit because he did his time. That's original sex, money, murder. Pistol Pete and them, the Bronx. That's him. That's they set. That Young Thug and them is jacking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well respected because them niggas is certified. So on that street level shit, oh yeah, you top tier. But to your millionaire friends, those white niggas that you've met over the course of the last 10 years, they're looking at you like, bro, we can never fuck with you again.
Damn.
You fuck it up for yourself. So if us as a consumer don't support your music and don't go to your shows, nigga, you're dead.
Facts.
And it's all your fault.
Bro, and it's not even just entertainers and rappers.
It's football period.
Players, basketball players.
I don't even want to get into our local star. And no need for me to say the name.
Niggas know we play.
You know what I'm saying? I get disappointed all the time.
But you made a good point, though, with the desperate times calls for desperate measures, because when your back is against the wall, and then especially if you've been trying it for so long to be legitimate, and you're like, damn, like, I just keep losing. Like, I may as well
join the party.
Exactly.
I tell people this all the time. Yo, I had two jobs before I had even stepped in the street.
Hondo.
Because I'm like, yo, wait a minute. I'm thinking I'm like 18 when I realized this, 17, 18 when I realized. I said, wait, hold on a minute. So, you mean to tell me this nigga works 40 hours a week on the corner and he makes like 4,000? I make at this time, I might be bringing home 500 a week, and that's between two jobs.
Mm.
So I'm like, huh? Wait, maybe I'm not doing something right. Hold on. You know, and you start to realize it. You start to realize it. My first few checks, you know. You're a young kid. You wild, ambitious. You got a lot of thoughts that you want to do. Man, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy that. Me, I wanted to buy my girlfriend. Back in the day, people, you know, was talking early 2000s, you know, literally 2000, 2001, you know. I want to buy my girl the weaves and ponytails so she could go get her hair done. A pair of Tim's, right. $50, $60. You buy yourself a pair of Uptowns, nigga. But by Tuesday, you have $30 in your pocket.
If that.
And you like, huh? And you smoke weed.
Right.
So Wednesday, right. I got to go to the block. And if it's one of my niggas, I'm like, let me get one on credit. And I pay you Friday. So now I'm in the hole.
Right.
Friday anyway. So I already bought a quarter from this guy, and I'm going to buy a quarter. So that's $50 out of a $250 check. You got to buy a bus pass. Bus pass is $20. You want to enjoy your weekend. You want to buy some food. Sounds like you're broke to me.
Yeah.
So you look at those guys, your peers.
Right. People that you actually know.
That's been telling you, yo, come fuck with us. Because you are really chilling with these guys anyway,
right,
when you get off of work.
Right.
How many times you got off of work when you was young, bro, and go straight to the block?
Straight
and
to
just
the block.
Chill.
Came from work.
You got your work shit on, all that. You on the block. They like, nigga, you be up here anyway. Right. And then you start to, on your way to work on the bus, you like, with your headphones in. You know, we have Walkmans and shit. A little disman, and you like,
niggas right.
They're fucking right. They're fucking right.
Yo, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You really put that shit into perspective, though, because I was like, bugging, like, bogging in my mind, like, why do we choose to do the negative shit all the time? But it's never that just cut and dry, black and white. It's circumstances, like,
circumstances
that lead to these things, and logic, because, like, as a human being, you weigh your options, you think about what makes more sense, or, like, why the fuck would I go do this? Whole time is all caught up being at this place 8-9 hours in a day, plus the time of travel if you're not driving. It's like, I'm losing.
You're losing. You gotta think. And we just giving this perspective from us, you know, we grew up in New York City and we grew up in Rochester, New York, and you know, so it's like, wait, no, you lived somewhere else as well too.
I was born in Georgia. I lived in Alabama, but it's the same shit.
But it's the same everywhere. Thing. So it's I'm glad you brought up Alabama. I'm gonna put that in the same category as Rochester. So, you know, in Rochester, we don't have trains. We don't have cabs running all over. It's that bus, or your people's got a ride, or you're going to walk. So, nigga, like, my travel time, nigga, used to be 2 hours. Wow. So, 2 hours, put this into perspective as well. 2 hours of travel when your shift is only 3.5 hours.
That's crazy.
That's when my first shift was 4:30 to 8. Mm. That's 3.5 hours. But a 2 hour travel. I gotta leave Hudson Avenue at 2:45, get downtown about 3:05, wait for a bus. Only one particular bus was going to that area, and that bus didn't come until 4 o'clock. So I would literally get to where I'm getting at like 4:20. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's almost another shift.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But that, again, coincides with what you're saying. You got this travel time. You got to prep yourself. Fuck the travel. Then you got to wash your ass before you go. So, yo, if my shift was at 4:30, I'm a fucking teenager. I'm a teenager, my nigga. My shift is at 4:30. That mean I got to start getting ready at 1:30.
It's noon if you're a nigga like me, because I procrastinate. And I be moving slow.
Man, I used to try to go get pussy, all type of shit, nigga. Be late for work, all that wild shit. Cause you like, damn, bitch, I just got up.
Damn.
Just got up at 10.
And your check be damn near spent before you even get it.
It's spent before you get it. Then don't let you be a helpful man. I remember my first 6 months of working, I helped my mom fix her car. Mm. So my little 150s to 200s was gone.
You gotta have a hustle, bro.
You have to. Told you I was working 2 jobs and still trying to sell bud.
Wow. And at that point, one or two of those got to give because you're not putting your all towards, you know what I mean?
And a lot of times for me, I always put the bud on the back burner when that shit should have been first. Because I was going to work selling bud. But then, you know, you like, yo, fuck it, I ain't going about to go on the block because I be tired or they be doing too much. I got a job. Why would I want to risk going to jail? And so you like, you want, now you start crediting people at your job. Right. To get your pack off.
Right. It's sometimes Wednesday. That was some of the best shit to do.
No, it was literally the best thing to do.
Facts. You know what where this motherfucker going to be at? Y'all get paid on the same day.
Let me get all
that. Let a bitch not show up to work. I didn't have that shit.
I had that happen.
Or if it's a temp job, a bitch never come back to work.
I had people not pay me. And you'll think they really like being funny. Like, yo, this thing ain't trying to pay me. Y'all remember, I never forget this shit, man. This older guy, yo. Him and his girl used to buy weed all the time at the job, right? I would front them to, like, OG Gerald. He was a good dude, cool dude from Florida, right?
OGG.
Mm-hmm. OGG, right? So one day, I'm a young nigga. I credited nigga like a 30. Mm. I'm like a Tuesday, Friday, about to come, baby. You know how I go. And I know where you live at. And your shorty, you know what I'm saying? She looks out for you. And I forgot his shorty at the time name. She's a real nice lady. It was like the whole family's from New York City, so we all like used to mingle and shit. Yeah. But anyway, that nigga ain't paid me. I ain't think nothing of it. Then I ain't seen the nigga for some days, and I sent the nigga. He's like, yo, I got you. Cool, OG, cool. I ain't worried about it. Another week and a half go by.
Oh, shit. But son coming to work and everything.
He's coming, but I'm not seeing him. And we don't even work in the same department.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, one day, his shorty come like, let me pull you to the side. Don't think my husband not trying to pay you on some shit. Now, in my mind, I'm like, why is she coming to me like this? Right. Like, he going through something. I was like, yo, damn. I said, I ain't worried about it. You know, I really fuck with the OG or whatever. I swear to you, bro, probably the next day, I seen him after that. He brought me down to the basement. Pause. I sound crazy. And talked to me and was like, yo, look. And nigga pulled out the paychecks. This one, we're still getting paycheck stubs. That nigga checked because he was the maintenance guy.
Yeah.
So he was basically, besides like the head nurses, they call it the director of nurses, between, he was one of the niggas pulling in that bread.
Mm.
So his checks used to be like $500-$600 a week. Yo, why that nigga check was like $150? He had 4 kids in Florida, so child support was spanking them.
Tagging.
Crazy. Crazy. And I'm just like, damn. So, but his girl wound up paying me and giving me a little bit extra like the following week and shit like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But again, I say all that because now you're treating your job like the block.
Right.
And that's not going to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man. So, it's all on you to figure out what works for you. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't always the street, man. I'm just happy that we are living in a time where you can do some wild, silly shit on Instagram or TikTok and really come off with a quick bag.
But you still got to be smart enough to know how to transfer followers and views and monetize that shit. Because some of these motherfuckers be having 500,000, a million followers and ain't got no
bread.
It's like, what's the point? Like, you got to figure out a way to, like,
monetize that. What's my boy name? Hitman Holla, the battle rapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That nigga, you to watch his story, like, you can watch his regular story, but to watch his private story, he charges $10 a month, and he says he has 10,000 followers.
Mm.
And they only watch his story, because, you know, on his close friends, it's lit. He doing, him and Wifey, the one that got shot on, they bust moves, fucking bitches, they doing wild other shit. Not even just sexual shit, just shit that he's never going to post nowhere else. It's just premium footage that you have to pay for. He said, he's like, yo, my nigga, I made $1 million a year for the last 2 years.
Bro, that's crazy. And you know what's funny? My shorty just showed me some girl she followed. Bitch be having mad drama going on in her life. Mm-hmm. But she was like, oh, if y'all want me to finish this story, like, cash at me $10, send me $20. Like, so, bro, if you're smart, if you're innovative, because you don't necessarily even got to be, like, book smart and nothing like that. You just got to be innovative, bro. And there's ways to get money out here.
Facts. Logical thinking. But being realistic. You got to have to be realistic.
Mm.
On what would you pay for? That's how I look at
it. Right, right, right.
And, but then, no, I'm a double back on that. I can't even say that. Because what I would pay for
is nothing.
Corey might not pay for it.
Right, 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 right.
You know what I'm saying? So, just like the OnlyFans thing. Hey, well, OnlyFans, like, man, y'all niggas are some haters, man. Let them bitches go ahead, man. Make that money, man.
Bro, look
at the Batman Kevo.
Yeah, he doing it with the courses and teaching motherfuckers to
crazy. FaceTime a nigga $100, 15 minutes. That nigga said, nigga, I'm doing 10 of them. But damn. On top of the fact, nigga, I got a fucking 150,000 subscriber that's paying $10 a month for 2 years. What are we talking about?
There's a lot of innovative ways to get money out here. You just gotta be.
And
you can't use that old model with today's society, bro. Yeah. Like, it
ain't gonna work.
You're gonna crash out, like. But, bro, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Motherfuckers getting shot every day.
We had a wild Mother's Day out here.
Yes.
About 6 shootings. One of them was a girl. One of them was a homicide.
Mad females is getting clapped nowadays.
Bitch, you gotta mind your business. Bitch, you better mind your business.
Mad females is getting shot. Mad houses been getting shot into lately.
That's the young niggas.
Bro, what is up with and I'm only talking from my experience. This is when I say black people. I don't want to always have to just put out the disclaimer like not all black people are.
Yeah,
no, we talking about where we live, where we from, our experiences. Black people in conflict resolution, bro.
Ooh.
Because niggas is getting killed because what? I'm going to exclude the, like, revenge killings. Like, the, you know what I mean? Where, oh, you shot my cousin, so I'm going to shoot you type shit. The get back. I'm excluding the get back shit. I'm talking about the initial, like, conflicts, bro. Like, niggas go to guns or wanting to kill somebody so quick, bro.
And it goes back to what we were saying from before. A lot of niggas just never got punched in their shit before, bro.
Where a nigga get punched in their shit, and now you want to go get a gun, though. Yeah, oh, because he never got punched
in his shit. He don't know how to experience something that he never went through. Because they don't be outside. Everybody outside, but they ain't outside. And when we say outside, I don't mean you outside doing dumb shit. Right. I just literally mean being outside. Yeah. As a kid, we wanted to be out. We wasn't born in 1964 where it wasn't no entertainment. We had Atari's, motherfucking PlayStation 1, fucking Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, you know what I'm saying? Right. We had ways to entertain ourselves in the crib.
Right.
We had VCRs and all that shit. We had music. We had a bunch of stuff. But why do
wasn't
that?
Nothing better than outside.
Nothing's that's better than outside.
That's where girls was at. That's where your homies was at. Bro, if I missed a day from being outside, and that's always when some shit happened. Always. When I was gone or when I ain't come to school or some shit. Always the fun shit or a fight that happened. But yeah, bro, we was definitely outside. Sorry. Playing kickball, niggas, manhunt, all that type of shit. Like, do kids play manhunt anymore?
I actually seen some kids playing manhunt, I'm going to say about two, maybe three summers ago.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, that's dope. I was like, that's fire. That's fire. I ain't going to lie. And I only knew because one of the kids was just like, man, I hate playing manhunt with these niggas, man. They be on some. I'm like, oh, shit, these kids are playing manhunt. That's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? To see a group of 15, 20 kids, but that's not on no bullshit.
Right.
They literally outside just playing.
Being kids.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy, man. Like, I don't think people really even get. I know, I'll tell you a game that they do still play. They still play how you go get it. You know they're going to try to fuck. I bet. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, just.
Bro, conflict resolution in the black community got to fucking become a thing. Because it's not even a thing.
Like, do you think that even works?
What, conflict resolution?
Mm-hmm. As people who grew.
What is conflict resolution? Is this a way to resolve a conflict without a bitch getting killed?
But a lot of people is not there, man, because they don't. And we was talking about this maybe 2 weeks
pride,
ago.
Pride, bro.
Pride, and they don't really know how to articulate themselves. They don't know how to express their feelings because it's so compressed. We taught to compress our feelings. I told you, bro, I ain't start compressing. I mean, I ain't start releasing my feelings, nigga, until 3-4 years ago. I'm a grown-ass man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So we're show voluntarily and involuntarily, like, yo, we can't show no weakness. We show a sign of weakness, and you're a bitch. Man, and that's for male or female.
Right, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You're like, you're a bitch. Oh, you're vulnerable. Okay, what's the problem with vulnerability? I'm showing you me.
Right.
I'm letting the guard down. But for us,
that should be seen like as that. Strength.
That's how I look at it now.
Yeah.
That's strength. For a grown man who, all I look at is the hard exterior pause of this guy, you know what I'm saying, and his masculinity, his machismo and shit like that. And then when I see this nigga bust a tear for something, I respect that more than that gangster shit.
Because the gangster shit is so fake and it's so easy to do.
It's so easy to do.
It don't cost you nothing.
Nothing.
To crash out. It don't cost you nothing to want to, and it's not for anybody, but to join a gang. Like, you don't need no skills.
Oh, not at all.
You don't got to be smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the easiest shit to do to play fake gangster. Like, and I say fake gangster because when a bitch go to prison or something, and they don't got no pistols or none of that shit, he's got.
Oh, yeah, shout out to everybody looking. We said we was going to do more of this.
Oh, yeah.
Last.
Hold on, what's son talking about? 1955 to 75.
Oh, okay, 1955 to 75? Yeah, yo, Nam was
55?
Wild.
55? God damn.
Yo, Nam was wild. I ain't gonna say long pause.
True.
It was a long time.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to BSN, Blockstar Nation. My guy Wise, Bronk, Flaw, HD, Jemani, the whole team. Shit, nothing better than.
Shout out to Terrence Gross. I'm loving the feedback. We got more feedback this year.
Definitely. Social media definitely sucked. That's what fucked it up for me, B. social media, bro.
It's how you use it, though, because social media is a great promotional platform.
Yeah, but I think people should use it for exactly what it is, though. Mm. Media. That's entertainment.
Right.
People, I've got an argument in regards to social media.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God, you didn't post me. This means something to you? This, you know, this is not real, right? You know, you can take turn that app off. You know, these people really could care less, right? Bruh. Do you or do you not know that?
Bruh, that shit is.
I just want to throw this out there for women or men that think when you post your mate, your significant other, that's a deterrent for people who may want your mate. That is actually more fuel for their fire.
A nigga post his bitch and go right into something.
And not even that. A nigga post his girl and his inbox will overload. That's one of the reasons why I don't have Facebook.
Hondo.
The more I was posting my lady,
yeah. The
more my inbox was going crazy. I'm like, I don't want nothing to do with this. Hondo. So I got off of there. Facts.
Bro, and it's funny because all of the different social media platforms, they have sort of their own culture.
Right,
and
right.
their own like way of operating. Right.
Like, you know I ain't gonna lie, not to cut you off real quick, but I'm gonna say this, I gotta say this for. I had got Snapchat, shout out to Yo Gotti, because I thought that was really what it was.
Yeah.
When he was like, yo, Snapchat me. I really thought you would log into the Snapchat and, like, you'll just start seeing random vaginas and tits and sexual shit. I didn't know anything of that's the old nigga in me.
Right.
That was it.
Yo, that Snapchat shit, I don't really jot that shit like that. I know at one point it was like. Like my nieces and my little cousins, like that was their thing. They had got off Facebook. Uh-huh. So I guess Facebook is for like a older demographic. But I don't like that things disappear on Snapchat.
Well, after 24 hours, well, it only like disappears. It. I guess to the random.
It's suspicious, you know. And then it's also like, damn, what if I want to go back to some shit? Or
well, you do have those in like the archives though.
I don't even know how to work that shit.
Like, see what I'm saying?
I got a Snapchat. I don't even use that shit.
I had Snapchat for 3 weeks and I got rid of it. Because I didn't know you have to like go and randomly like find people and shit like that. Shit's mad weird. Like, you just some random nigga. Hey, can I be your friend? Like, you know, shit, you're like a weirdo. That shit's super weird.
You know what's weird and I hate this shit, bro? Like, and I usually get it from niggas. Females have done it too. But if I send a friend request, bro, and a nigga hit me like, oh, do I know you?
You're a hoe. You're a fucking hoe.
No, I don't know you.
Of course we don't know you. Dumbass.
What the fuck? What? Bro, I'll be able to tell you, no, bro, I do music. I make independent films. This is a platform for me to share. And I just stop even responding.
Yeah, like, why do I have to go through all that for that, my G?
Do we know each other? You tell me, motherfucker. You see my pictures. You see my name. Do we know each other? That's the dumbest shit, bro.
That's how nowadays niggas try to quote unquote check niggas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, though, because for me and you, we're trying to promote something, get our name out there, and whatever business endeavor we're doing. But for the other person that are at home, who the fuck is this fake ass nigga? That's what they're saying. Fuck, is this fake ass rapper? It's fake ass DJ? Fake producer? Yeah. I'm like, what? But that goes to what you were saying about the mentality of us black people. We will tear each other down before we know anything about each other.
A nigga smoke a nigga for the most trivial shit and go to prison and be them COs that have niggas doing the most degrading shit, bro.
Ever.
Slapping niggas. Bro, whatever. Beating your ass. Bro. And some niggas is going to go to war with a CO, but a lot of niggas is going to take that shit.
I'm about to say 90% of them, from what I've heard, never been there. 90% of them aren't doing that. 90% of the average person, black or white, 95%, I'm going to say, is not violent, as in hand-to-hand combat. They're not violent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that just, you know, like I said, piggybacks what you were saying about in jail, you're going to let them COs going to do whatever, because now you ain't got no gun.
Facts.
You ain't got nothing. But you're going to go and buy a shank. They're going to kill you when you touch
them. Oh, absolutely. Kill you. Cover that shit up like it was...
R.I.P. to my nigga Rob Barksdale. He got killed in jail.
Damn.
Out here in Rochester. Son, bro.
That ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's so many problems that we need to fix, but everybody is so distracted and so worried about, like, surface-level shit, bro.
Yeah.
Surface-level bullshit. They worry about... celebrity
listen, gossip. If you're listening to us on the Anchor app, we got about 30 seconds. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, Matter of Opinion Podcast, at Corey Trappin. Make sure you follow him on IG. You know what I'm saying? We're still going live. Shout out to everybody listening to us on Anchor app. We got 10 seconds. We out this bitch. Shout out to all the mothers that enjoyed Mother's Day. And all my niggas that fucked them. You know what it is.